Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Wah. You're listening to 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. I am honored to work, live, and play on the traditional and unceded territory of the Coast Salish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Musqueam First Nations. I have an excellent guest mix on tap this evening from local DJ and Girl on Wax owner, DJ Leanne. She's put together a great mix of deep and poolside house. Full track list for the set can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page, along with a collection of DJ Leanne web links. Let's dive into the interview, and we'll follow that up with her mix. Okay, this is DJ Wah speaking of Vancouver-based DJ Leanne. She's been DJing for over 2 decades and is a mainstay of the local club scene. She's held residencies at Celebrities, Lotus, Shine, and Sonar, just to name a few. She heads up her own DJing company, Girl on Wax, with a large DJ roster and does loads of different events around the region. The Georgia Strait once crowned her best DJ in the city, and it's my pleasure to be speaking with her. This is DJ Leanne. So to begin with, how would you define your sound, or what's your ideal sound for a set?
I would say bassline friendly deep house. Let's say that. So bassy deep house, or you know what, just deep house.
Okay, easy enough. And is there anything about your sound that's sort of evolved over the years? Is that sort of what brought you into this music in the first place, was that sound?
You know, it has, but it's certainly, I've played all different kinds of house, from disco to funky, really kind of depending on the crowd, on really the decade, the time. Lots of factors, actually. I must say, always in house. House has been has had my heart. So yeah, so from deep to more techie. So I was sort of doing really techie at the Lotus, sort of all through the different types of deep house. So I guess right now I'm on a completely sort of techie vibe. That's kind of the way I'm going right now. It just depends on how I'm feeling.
Is there anything about your upbringing and now living on the West Coast that inspired you to draw into this kind of music?
Absolutely. You know, I grew up listening to Motown. So a lot of really soulful music and also disco. So my parents were definitely into that, and there was a lot of that around the house. And I find that, you know, I tend to lean towards the more soulful type of house when it comes to vocals. And there was always sort of dancing around my house, watching Solid Gold, which is, you know, totally eating me on Saturday afternoons. Shaking booty with my parents certainly shaped the beginnings of things, from Stevie Wonder and that kind of, you know, stuff into my beautiful house that I listen to now.
When you first started out in the city, what was the club scene like, and what was your experience of like trying to establish yourself as a performer here?
You know, it was quite underground, if I do say. This was in the mid-90s. And then, you know, it was almost like, well, house finally was in the clubs. I was really lucky to be playing in the clubs and in sort of the scene when I was late 90s, early 2000s, up to, you know, about 2010 is really kind of when I was sort of in my heyday for nightclubs. Yeah, it was amazing. It was packed. It was, you didn't have to play anything. You never played anything that would ever be heard on the radio. It was all very, you know, I mean, and vinyl, started with vinyl and then into CDs. Things have changed a lot, I'll say. It was great because I really got to play for a lot of househeads and people who just followed and were in love with the music too. And it grew. I saw it grow. I witnessed it growing from, you know, just really small and intimate too massive.
When you were playing in the mid-90s and stuff, was that a lot of warehouse stuff, or were there actually like some of the clubs that you were playing at the time?
You know, it was both. Thank goodness clubs. We did have quite a few club nights going. So I was, you know, playing 3 nights a week, 4 nights a week sometimes at the clubs. And then there was still some of the underground parties or the, you know, the warehouse parties on the weekends, you know, or even late night after the clubs kind of thing. But yeah, we were really happy to actually play in the clubs. Yeah, it was just a different vibe there and they didn't get shut down.
So let's look back at your company, Girl on Wax. How did that come to be, and how is it working out for you?
Well, it's still going. It's been many years, and I generally have been sort of managing female DJs. So I've had, I guess, because I started, I had a couple of DJ schools, I was training DJs, and then I just started kind of, you know, I couldn't be in two places at once. People were kind of trying to book myself and they wanted to book more DJs. So I just started managing and booking DJs also. So I have, I've got 13 DJs on the roster right now. We do, you know, a lot of stuff. We do more corporate, that kind of stuff, corporate and, you know, into things that are a little, certainly not underground, not really in the nightclub scene too much, but I mean, DJing's everywhere now, so it's pretty awesome, and I love that I've been able to kind of provide DJ gigs for a lot of DJs out there.
So with COVID affecting the last 18 months, how have you as a DJ and then as a head of your company as well found ways to perform and share your mixes with people?
Well, of course, there's the live streams. but you know what? We actually were able to DJ. I mean, there was a small window last summer where we were able to play outdoor events. So, you know, we've kind of snuck in there wherever we could. But of course, there, you know, there's been the Twitch and you know, a lot of Twitch live streams for everyone. Yeah, we've just kind of trying to keep the energy up, keep playing because we miss playing in front of people, that kind of thing. But this summer was great. Was able to play some great organized outdoor events. So I feel really blessed for that.
So I'm just trying to get a glimpse into the mind of a career DJ. How do you approach programming a set?
Oh my goodness. It is all about the crowd. It is knowing who the demographics are in your crowd. You know, it depends. I guess if you're being hired as a DJ, then they obviously know what style you are. It's all about, you know, you can plan your set as much as you know, at home, as much as you think possible. But once you're in front of people, that's where the magic happens. That's where the set can completely be changed. That's where you just kind of go with the flow. It can be interesting to just, you know, it's always a challenge to keep people dancing. If people are digging a certain bass line, then you just kind of keep going with it. Or if they're not, you switch it up and try something new. It is definitely, every set is completely different. I do try and plan out somewhat what the sets are, but I always just kind of go on the fly every time I play, to be honest, live anyways.
So looking back at your career, are there any countries, clubs, or events that you've absolutely loved to play at?
You know what? Mexico was pretty fun a couple of times. Just some of their bigger nightclubs, they really go all out. One of them was in Cancun, where just, I mean, they have the most incredible light shows, that kind of thing. I guess, you know what? Getting a chance to play in Germany was amazing. Way back, this was in early 2000s, I got to open up for Steve Bug. He's just an amazing producer that I admire a lot, and that was playing vinyl back in the early 2000s. Yeah, you know what? I'm a sucker for playing on a beach, playing in beautiful surroundings. Gotten a chance to play on Maui, my favorite place in the world, the crowds are kind of what make it the gig, right? So I guess those are some of sort of my favorites.
So let's talk about your influences. Can you name one or two producers or DJs whom you really admire and why?
I would say Fred Everything is definitely one of my favorite artists. He's Canadian, and which is amazing. I mean, that's certainly not why, but I cannot stop playing and buying every single one of his tracks. He's also an amazing guy, super, super nice. We played together a couple of times, which is awesome, but I just, you know, I'm bonkers over his music. He just, his bass lines, I mean, I love his tracks. Check out Fred Everything if you haven't, if you're a house music lover. I mean, it's hard for me not to have like three or four tracks in my sets. So yeah, I would definitely say he's one of my very favorites, top like three.
Okay, so what is the vision for the future of yourself in DJing?
You know, I just, you know, I do want to get out there and play. I'd love to play a festival like Bass Coast or Shambhala. I certainly haven't done that in my 20 plus years of playing, and I think it's about time. I also just, you know, I love playing and I love mentoring others, so I really do. I'm still teaching DJing, so I'm really enjoying doing that. I'm teaching house music at Table Tutors, and I teach privately too, and so I just want to continue to share the love, and just continue to share my love for house music with people and play as often as I can.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day. Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
I'm DJ Wah, and you're listening to DJ Leanne in the Mix on Techno Progressivo. The station is 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. Full track list for the mix, along with DJ Leanne web links, can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Back into her mix.
Hey, this is Gavin Boyce, and you're listening to Techno Progressivo.
This is Dave Dresden from Gabriel and Dresden, and you're listening to Techno Progressivo.
Hey, hey, this is Adam Kate, and you're listening to Techno Progressivo.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Kill Frenzy, and you're listening to Techno Progressivo.
Hey, this is Yano, and you're listening to Techno Progressivo.
This is Jay Tripwire, and you're listening to Techno Progressivo.
That shakes the booty. That shakes the booty. That shakes the booty. Transcendence.
Trance, hard trance, epic trance, acid trance, deep trance, hard dance, break beat. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. to midnight. Hosted by DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack.
Transcendence.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to DJ Leanne for taking the time to interview and putting together this great mix. If you've enjoyed her set, I'd strongly encourage you to head over to Techno Progressivo's Facebook page for the track list and to learn more about her company, Girl on Wax. And check out her DJ and house music instruction at Table Tutors. So, what are you waiting for? If you've enjoyed the show and want to check it out again, go to the Techno Progressivo show page at CITR.ca or Apple Podcasts for this episode, along with other great guest mixes and interviews from days gone by. Up next is Transcendent with DJ Smiley Mike. Join him for a two-hour journey through the world of trance. Before we go, though, let's do as we always do and set the controls in the time machine for this week's track from the past. This follows in the same vein as tonight's guest mix, hopping back 17 years to 2004. This is Antu's track, Road Through the Rain, featuring Poker Flat label boss Steve Bug on the remix. Enjoy this, and I will see you back here in 2 weeks.